All right, so the first thing that we need to do is we need to reflect on 2016, which is like a very kind of hoity-toity word to use in this situation. And I kind of played around with, be gone 2016 and reflect on 20. I played around with all these words. And this word seemed to be the most apropos one for this situation, because here's what we're going to do is it's not that you're just going to list out what happened in 2016, quite frankly, because you're probably not going to remember it all. But you're also really focusing in, honing in rather, on reflecting on what happened. So I want to know your perspective. I don't care about the facts, girl. I really don't care. You could have, made $10 million, but it felt like you made 20 billion because it's the most you've ever made in your life. So you didn't actually make 20 billion, but it feels like it because that's the way that, you're perceiving it. Okay. So when I say the word reflection, I really don't care about how chronologically accurate this is. I want you to just write stuff down in the order that it comes to you. And don't worry about including everything. This exercise, again, it cannot be done perfectly. In fact, the only way to do it perfectly is by doing it imperfectly. So imperfectly perfect. So really, what you're going to do is you're going to sit down with the strategy pages and you're going to write down the stuff that happened, the good and the bad. And again, it's not going to be perfect. You're not going to remember everything. You're not going to get the numbers right. You mightn't feel like going to look up at your planner and remembering what day did you actually book that client. None of that really, really matters, okay? Just remember your perceptions of it, because that's really what you're carrying forward into the future. And therefore, that's what we really care about right now. So this isn't about, filling out the books perfectly so you can file your taxes, okay? This is about you. It's completely, completely, completely about you, okay? So in the strategy pages, I'll walk you through a series of questions that will basically just be inspiration, okay? So write down whatever comes to your head with each of those questions. Things like, how many clients did you book this year? What was the biggest win in your business? And then some more personal ones like, what are some ones that are in there? Like, what is your, what was your biggest personal win this year? Or what goals did you or did you not achieve? How were your relationships this year? Did you go on any trips? Things like that, just to kind of get your brain flowing and remember what happened, okay? And what you'll find is it's really, really interesting what you end up remembering and what really stuck with you. And I want you to do one last thing for me. Take a look over everything that you write in this first section, reflecting on 2016, and do a balance check. Are you more heavily remembering the negative, or are you more heavily remembering the positive? Now, I'm not putting any meaning on this, and I would ask that you don't put any meaning on this yet either. We'll do that in the next lesson. But just take a gander. Is it more negative or is it more positive? And we'll take a look at what that means for you in the next lesson. So head on over to the strategy pages and let's see how your 2016 really shaped up.